Bible verses. We have been studying in Sunday school. I called this series The Road to Ruin. And when you understand really what we've covered thus far, you'll see that there's something missing in modern day society. And I believe that it's a godly influence. There's not a godly influence in most homes, in schools, and even in churches. And it's led to the road to ruin. And I believe that parents are the most important people to give a godly influence to their children, and by extension, their grandchildren. And when a society completely, what really our society is so averse to God, it's unusual to even hear the name of God spoken in a positive way. There was a dust up here lately. The quarterback for the Houston Texans is a rookie. He played for Ohio State, C.J. Stroud. And every time that C.J. Stroud, he's the rookie of the year. He had a great year. Every time that they would interview him after a game, he would look that reporter right in the eye and say, "I thank God for the Lord Jesus Christ, who saved me, who has given me whatever ability I have. I owe everything to God." And I mean, he does this regularly. Well, when they started reporting, because he was having such a great year that people wanted to hear from him. And every time he would give God the glory. Well, they edited out that his first part of the interview, and people objected. "Hey, here's what he said. Here's what you put. It's what's going on in our society. Those who control communication, information, want to delete God. They want to delete any influence for God and for good." And the fact is, most people are so unsuspecting, they don't recognize it. They don't see it. Because what was once a normal thing in our country, and even Western civilization, wherever the name of Christ was named, there was a measure of respect, in at least outwardly, for the Bible, for prayer, for God's people. But that has been deleted. And it's the reason why we're on the road to ruin. And I know, of course, this is an election year. No matter what happens, my trust is not in man. And I will tell you this. I think our country is so atheistic and so ungodly and so immoral. I don't know if there's any turning back. I think we continue on. Now, there may be blips of rising tides in the future, but I believe we're heading for rough times, because when people have no connection to God, they act like heathen. I mean, you think about what's going on in the average city today, in any shopping mall. There are people that go there every day just to steal stuff. every single day. And a lot of these woke corporations, they don't have any policy for shoplifting. They just let them do it. So there's wrong on both sides. But it's being allowed. And in fact, when you don't do anything about it, you're actually promoting it and encouraging it. And then you have talking heads who actually defend it and justify the sin. And say, well, these are just reparations. These people are downtrodden. That store has insurance. And what they're doing is they're teaching people to justify the sin of stealing and thievery and looting and pillaging. And it affects the whole of society. And it goes back to these principles I've been talking about. And today, another falsehood that we've bought into is that the state, the government, is responsible to educate the mind of the child. Now, it's not always been that way. John Dewey, the modern-day father of the public education system, was an atheist. He was a secular humanist. He was one of the first signers and formers of the Humanist Manifesto, the first one that came out. And he made it very clear that the way to advance his philosophy is you got to get kids while they're young. And moreover, you have to get control of the education of teachers. What they teach, you have to have control of. Now, would you have ever thought in the United States of America that the head of the teachers' union is a flaming lesbian? Now, I mean, she's not just a homosexual. She is out there. And that's who's influencing and really has control of the NEA, the National Education Association. Well, there's an immoral example right from the beginning. See? But that's what happens when you advance things that are immoral and wrong as normal. The state, and the idea is to convince parents that just let the experts take care of the education. Okay, parents, you're really dumb. Okay, you don't have the education, you don't have the degree, and I'm telling you, the most important teacher in a child's life is his parents, especially his mother, because she has such a great influence, a connection, right from birth, even before birth. And that's being lost. So the idea is, the falsehood is that people have bought into, the state is responsible to educate the mind of the child. So let the experts do that. And the church is responsible to educate them in morality. Well, sad thing is, there's a lot of churches full of immoral people, for one thing. And even immoral pastors. We're living in a day and age when their liberalism has infected every aspect of society that completely denies the creation account, the resurrection of Christ, the atonement of Christ, the Spirit's work in regeneration, the importance of a changed life. Churches aren't teaching that anymore. They're not preaching the gospel like they ought to. No, the responsibility to educate your children both mentally and spiritually is the parents' responsibility. In our society today, most parents are disconnected from their kids. And this is part of the process. The cultivation of the intellect and the morality of a child has to begin early, from the very beginning. And I think God laid it out for the nation of Israel, and this principle is set forth in Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 3. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that thou may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath promised thee in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. Now notice the foundational principle here. Before he gets into their responsibility to educate morally, spiritually, intellectually, the foundation is God is the authority in the home and in the society. And he makes it clear that if you'll follow this prescription, this recipe, these instructions, you will be blessed. And I believe by extension, it could apply anywhere, at any time. That if parents will teach their children the truth and live it before them, there's blessings to be had. For them individually, as a family, for the church that they attend, for society, the community in which they live, this is influence. This is salt. This is light. Notice what he says. Verse 7. Now, verse 6. These words which I command thee shall be in thine heart. Parents, you got to make it a part of you. It's got to be in you. This is implied here. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. You know what? When you're diligent about something, you don't give up easily. You're earnest. You're consistent. You're disciplined. You're determined. Those are synonyms for the word diligence. And what are you to be diligent about? Teaching your children the truth, the principles that are found in the Word of God. Thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. All right? So the idea is throughout the day, you are applying the principles that of the Word that you've got hidden in your heart, the truth about God, the truth about salvation, the truth about living for Christ and honoring Him. This is part of who you are. You make it part of what your family is, and you do it from daylight to dark. All day long. Verse 8, and thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates, and it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities which thou buildest not, and houses full of all good things which thou fillest not, and wells digged which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees which thou planted not, when thou shalt have eaten and be full. And he said, I'm going to bring you into the promised land, and you are going to have things that you didn't have to work for. I graciously provided them. he gives this warning in verse 12. Then beware lest thou forget the Lord, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt and from the house of bondage. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve Him, and shall swear by His name. Ye shall not go after other gods of the gods of the people which are round about you. They started out pretty good when they got to the promised land. They fouled up. Over and over again, God would restore them, and He eventually would send them a judge, and they'd get right, and they'd start doing right, and they'd fall back into it. Telling you about human nature. It really troubles me to think how easy it is for people to forget God, His blessings, His principles. And you see it throughout the history of the nation of Israel and the way they conducted themselves from time to time. Folks, I fear like that a lot of people have completely forgotten about God in our society. There's no connection. And we're responsible to live like we are saved. And to live in such a way that people recognize that. But think about this. That from the time of birth, we are responsible to educate our children in morality, in the ways of godliness, using the Bible as the authority and the foundation for all learning. And I tell you, if you can start that at the earliest of ages, it will protect your children. It will insulate them to a degree. Now somebody says, well, you can't put your kids in a bubble. You can't wrap them in bubble wrap. That's true. But you can influence them with the truth. And I mean, be diligent about it. If you do that all the way through, they'll see a consistency and hopefully they'll embrace it. But think about this. Public and Christian educators. Yes, it's true. Educators, a lot of them, I don't want to make a blanket statement here, but it's almost they have an air about them that I'm the expert. Listen, nobody knows your child better than you do. And I really believe that the world in which we live, the state, the global elites are trying to completely dismantle the family and especially divorce children from genuine Christianity, because they know if a child is connected to their parents and to the Christian faith, they're not going to buy in to all the global nonsense and the atheism and the immorality that is being... We live in a day where people say that's normal. It's not normal. But I believe that parents are quite capable and gifted in teaching their young children. If you know how to read as a parent, you can read to your children every day. And you can teach them, you can instruct them, you can help them. The truth of the matter is this. God placed your children in your care to be responsible for them and for their learning. And At times, parents will blame the church for their child's lack of morality or the school teachers for their lack of intellectual progress. Now, I'm going to tell you something. When I was a kid, if I got crossways with a teacher or the school, my parents never went in and raised a ruckus. Listen, my parents never went in and why are you doing this to little Tommy? He's such a good boy. None of that. I got it from school and I got it from home. Man, the parents today are crazy. The slightest little thing, they'll go in and raise a ruckus. I kept wondering, I was asking somebody in our family, you know, it seems like if there's just even an inch of snow, I mean, just a little skiff of snow, and below 32 degrees, they call school off now. And I said, I walked to school uphill in 3 feet of snow. No, I didn't do that. Yeah, I think it was only 2 feet. But they hardly ever called off school when I was a kid. And somebody in my family said, well, parents raise such a ruckus that their kids have to wait for the bus out in the cold or the danger of the road and all that. Now, I can understand. When I came here, I developed a little bit different mentality. I grew up in Cincinnati. They never canceled school hardly for anything. It was only during the blizzards of 76 and 77. And I graduated in 77, but 78 as well. They didn't cancel, you know, except for that. But boy, you get out on these roads in these hollers in Lawrence County, and I can see why schools close. But the fact of the matter is, kids are being babied and pampered. And I really believe kids need to be toughened up a little bit to be able to push through things. And maybe that's just one of the byproducts. But don't blame the school. Don't blame the church. It's your responsibility to raise your children in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. The Bible clearly defines where the responsibility to teach, to instruct. And it falls on us as parents. And we're responsible to teach them diligently. And continual teaching by precept and practice by the parents is what's taught in the Bible. Now, look over at chapter 11. He gives you how this works out if you're obedient to it. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 18. It's a little different twist, but he says, therefore shall you lay up these words in your heart and in your soul and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes, and ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, when thou risest up, and thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house and upon thy gates, and that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon earth, heaven upon the earth. May God help us to get back to the principle and the ideal that we are responsible as parents to teach our children the truth and live it before them. And I'm not saying that it's wrong to, well, I don't know what I'm saying. I'm to the point where I don't trust any experts, so-called experts. I don't trust the climatologists. I don't trust educators. I don't trust the government. I trust the Lord. And I hate to sound like such a doomsday prophet, but my oh my, when you hear the things that are being promoted as truth that are blatantly false, I just keep reading my Bible and praying that I'll be salt and light. There is a responsibility we bear to pray for our leaders, for our government. Folks, I'm telling you, there has to be a standard of truth. And I pray that our society gets back to that so we can trust those that are in authority. We'll get back to this next Sunday school.